Okay, and a war. Just looked at what was it now? It was an interview on YouTube between Glenn Deason and what's his name, Larry Johnson. Extensive damage to Israel's defense industry and economy. And, well, there, Larry Johnson, I mean, it's CIA informer, he knows things. He says something very interesting, that like in Israel and Iran, these are conceptual things. I'm just trying to, maybe we can put it somewhere in the story. Okay, so Israel tried to, together with the U.S., achieve regime change in Iran. But Israel got rather, in return, some pretty powerful missile strikes on, as Larry Johnson explains in detail, extremely strategic targets. Just 20-something civilians were killed. But the energy and military infrastructure and so on has apparently been significantly damaged. So anyway, what this is about is what Johnson then says. It says that, yeah, you got, they probably have thousands of missiles there, and they are hypersonic, many of them. But in any case, it's about the Iron Dome, as they call it. A missile comes in, and as far as I understood, there are like 2-3 defense missiles required to take it down, which they don't do always anyway. But it seems that these American-made missiles, defense missiles, are very expensive. I can check the fact from what he said. But you know, $1 million each or something. And I mean, those bigger missiles, short or medium range, Patriot or whatever. He said they cost like $30 million each or something. And all these very expensive and very sophisticated. Tanks and other military equipment from the US. using the latest, greatest technology that makes us invincible. Well, it appears now that in this new form of war using drones, things, including equipment, strategies can become obsolete very quickly. And soldiers on the front line are inventing new solutions quickly. So we're talking here about very high cost weaponry produced in the US versus low tech, inexpensive solutions in other countries that then by the global north, these fine Western powers, may be considered primitive, having no chance against us powerful ones. Now, we saw Vietnam, a very good example, Afghanistan, and so on. So the situation is very interesting as of speaking these words, and it may go there into our story. How, well, again, its pride comes before fall, because again, and we could, yeah, we should have that very clearly there, here in our story, that it's not just the money. And in fact, what they're doing here, what's happening in our story here, is that they're running out of money. They have this huge military spending, which a lot of people make a lot of money on. But then these weapons are so expensive, and they can't produce them very quickly, and they are running out of money. Then maybe at least one optional, one option here would be that, yeah, they can't go on warring anymore. And phew, it could be pretty. Wild or peaceful, who knows? And yeah, colonial karma. Because what's often otherwise the case when things go down financially, I heard at least, is that war may be seen as a good thing because it unifies our nation against the enemy, and we will all work to make weapons and, yes, rise from the dust and become the biggest again. That kind of thing. Well, you saw it in Germany in the late 30s, and we've seen it. And we see that that's what they're trying to do now. But it means like 5-10 years of hard work. Meaning that if you want to make war against big, formidable foes that you see over there on the other side, then you better build up something bigger than this. And yes, so they can do that then. The question is, these people behind it there, the global power elite, to globalization people. Yeah, some say George Soros, and I guess you can look at the Zionists. They're pretty much involved. But who knows? I mean, big business powers, military powers, political manipulators, and so on. So how big a power center there is there, it's, I guess, hard to tell. But I guess, I mean, when Mr. Hitler and his friends started going up yours against the Jews, it was not just about them extinguishing Jews in the concentration camps, it was also about them confronting some very, very, very powerful Jews, the Zionists. If they were called that back then. And apparently you shouldn't do that. Well, I mean, they're up there, they're the top leaders, and the financing there, and can help you to become a top leader and can kill you. That's how it works up there, right? And that's how it still works. And now it's getting very plain there. Well, including Mossad and CIA, and they seem to consider themselves one now, one big nice family. And yes, top leaders are dying in Russia, in Iran, wherever else. But when that starts happening internationally, that these special secret units from one country go to other countries and kill their top leaders, including presidents, which apparently that Iran attack from Israel, well, was aimed at the top leader, Khomeini. Not the nuclear bases. So yeah, then it's getting rough. And, well, you could say it's getting barbarian. And, well...